The beginning yesterday to explore the first of the Piskei Halachas, the beginning of Testament Days and flow all the way until Yerim Days. In the first of the Piskei Halachas, there's been a case, or a pair of cases actually, which the Amora and the Gemara related to a famous Brisa of Teisha. The case had been a mix of cookies, or a mix of piles of cookies. 10 tziburin, 9 of the tziburin are matzah, and 1 of the tziburin is chametz, 9 of the tziburin are kasher or pesach, in other words, and the 1 of the tziburin is chametz stick. And the achbar walks off with one of those tziburin, or a piece of one of those tziburin. Now we're not sure, it's unclear to us, what was the identity of the mystery piece with which the achbar walked off. Did he walk off with part of the 90%, which was kasher or pesach, or did he walk off with part of the 10%, which was not kasher or pesach? The Gemara had left it as broken it down to two sub cases. The first is the way I described, and the second is where pirish, where before the achbar walks off with it, one piece falls off of one of the piles, one piece rolled away. And then the Achbar picked up that rolled away piece. And somehow that distinction between the Achbar taking from one of the piles versus something first initially rolling off of the piles, Gemara says, oh, that's Kavuma. In other words, Teisha Chanuyos, the famous Braitha Teisha Chanuyos, which appears in Ksubas and Chulin and Nida and Mstachim, four of them sectors that are most dedicated, they dedicate the most space to Taras HaSveikas. This Braitha of the Teisha Chanuyos, we have that again. Not 10 piles of grain products, but 10 butcher shops, essentially 10 piles of meat. 9 are kosher, 1 is treif. So there too, we don't always follow Rove. You would think that we should follow Rove, that 90% of the stores are kosher, says kosher. The Braisa says, not so fast. The Braisa says that we follow Rove in the safe, which is Nimsa. If you find the meat in the street, a piece of meat, unmarked piece of meat in the street, so then you have the right to assume that it probably came from one of the kosher stores, and you follow Rove. But if you actually bought a piece of meat in one of the stores, and now you cannot remember which store you bought at, then that's a problem. Why? Apparently we care, this is something we're going to see more in Tosis, we care where the suffix began. We care whether the suffix began at the store or the suffix began
in
the street.
What's the difference between, if you look at the two cases, what's the real difference between whether you have it in the store versus you found it on the
street? That's a great question. Why do we care about the two cases? The numbers are the same. The numbers are the same. If anything, we said it could even be that if you went shopping at the store, maybe your number's even better because perhaps... Perhaps the Shomer Torah Mitzvah usually shops the kosher stores. So, the numbers, if anything, at least the same. So, so this is where Rashi begins to tell us, well, the Gemara Kala place derives from Sukkim, there's a concept of Kavua. That although there's a concept of Rov, which we've already had the chance to see in a number of different contexts, there's a limitation of Kavua. Let's talk about a drop more, and then I want to see the next Gemara, and then begin to come back. As I mentioned to you this morning, it's worth recognizing, number one, that we're for the first time here seeing a particular flavor of Rove, which is Rove in the context of Tarovas. Up until now, we've been focused mostly on statistical Roves. What the Gemara in Chulin refers to as a Ruba de Chulin Yadalfa Rav, a Ruba de Leis Takama, a Rove which is not in front of us. In other words, we're making a comment about how things work in general. Most Akbarim will walk off with such food. Most Huldas will walk off with this sort of food. Most Tinokos are going to feel around and find all sorts of things that will be in the Talmud, and so on and so on. That's a statement about how things work, not a statement about a fixed set of items in front of us. So, up until then, most of our robes have been Ruba de Leis Akamon, statistical statements. This is a very different type of robe. This is a row of items in front of us that... Here are the 10 stores. We're not making a statement about usually frum juice shop at kosher butcher shops. That would be a Ruben Leiser comment. Here we're saying there's a row of, I can identify there are 10 stores. We can check them out. It's a closed, discrete set. not a comment about sort of an open set of what people do, what a certain type of people do, what a certain type of animal does. It's Ruba de Issa Kaman. We're talking about a closed set of items. And more than that, not only Ruba de Issa Kaman, but it's a taros. These items have been mixed together. And now we're not sure which is which. A Beis Din is also a Ruba de Issa Kaman. Reb Chaim says maybe it's a combination of both. But certainly more obviously, I have a Beis Din, a panel of three Dayanim for Dinim Amunas, and two say the guy has to pay money, and one says he doesn't. So we follow Akher Amlahatos, we saw the Rambam this morning, I've done with the Bereshit Mishnah. We follow Rove, but that's there are three Dayanim we can identify them. Here, that's a Ruba de Issa Kaman. Here's Ruba de Issa Kaman, and specifically is a Tarovis. It's a blend of different items that we're not sure which is which. So we're talking about a particular type of robe. We're talking about tarobes, a mixture. And within tarobes, so the Braisa is telling us that robe works in tarobes sometimes, but not if the tarobes is kavua, not if it's fixed in place. So the difference, apparently, between just finding a piece of meat in the street, where it's already pirish, by the time I find the meat's ready, disconnected from its original store, versus if I went shopping, so the suffix is really, well, there are these 10 stores, which it's really tarobas, so to speak, of the 10 stores, a robe among the 10 stores. So when we look at the 10 stores, that's kavua, literally fixed in place. We're not going to apply robe to the, we can't say bitul barov to the 9 stores versus the 1 store. Why that is, we're going to have to understand a little more. We'll also understand a little more how that helps in terms of the 10. The Pesachim case, the 10 tziburim of grain products. And does it matter whether one rolled away first or the mouse walked over to one? Sounds a little similar, right? I go to one of the butcher shops is like the mouse goes to one of the piles of bread versus finding a piece of meat in the street is parallel to the finding a piece of the achbar, the mouse found a piece of bread that had already rolled away from its pile. But it definitely requires a little more understanding what kavua is in general and how it plays out over here. Rashi and Tosfos, to understand this fully, we're gonna dig into a question that Rashi and Tosfos raises in terms of Pirush HaGemara. We're gonna put aside these larger questions of kavua, and we'll begin to look at what Rashi and Tosfos argue about. And to appreciate Rashi and Tosfos, let's see, as I mentioned this morning, let's briefly see the second of the Pisgei Halacha. A different scenario, and it'll end with an important conversation. Shnei Tzibur, let's take a look from the little letter Hey of the Amish Benir Mitzvah near the bottom of Tesla Bit. The next case. Shnei Tzibur, Echad Shel Matzah, Echad Shel Chametz. Imagine not 10 piles where it's row matzah, 2 piles, no row. One is matzah, one is kashal tasach, and one is chametz. But let's name Shnei Batim. There are two houses there. Echad Baduk, Echad Baduk. One house is, already had a bedika, the other house didn't have a bedika. And then, ba'asr shnei achadorim, two mice come. For those who are holding the tenth parak, this sounds like a shtickle zugus situation. Right? You have a pair of piles of bread, you have a pair of houses, you have a pair of mice.
What do you make of 9 stores then?
I don't know. That wasn't zugus. Here's zugus. Echad shakal matzah, echad shakal. And one mouse goes over to the kashal pesach pile. One mouse goes over to the chametz in the pile, and then what happens next? V'lo yodinan hey lahay ayil, the hey lahay ayil. Hey is ezeh. Hey in Aramaic is which. And ayil is to enter. So lo yodinan, we don't know which mouse went into hay, which mouse went into this house. The hey, which one? Lahay ayil, went into that house. In other words, mouse number one walked into house number one with some food in his mouth. Mouse number two walked in house number two with some food in his mouth. But we're not sure. In other words, a piece of matzah went into one of the houses, and a piece of chametz went into the other house, which is which. So what would we prefer?
That the matzah one went into the checked house.
Right. The matzah, hopefully, the mouse with the kashal pesach matzah had the wisdom to bring it into the pre-buzzak house. And the mouse who was carrying chametz should have had the decency to take into the house that's going to need bedikas. That she'ein obadik need bedikas chametz anyway. But we can't assume that the mice are so decent. So we have two options, right? And what are the chances of either option? 50-50, right? Don't even. Either we have a good situation or a bad situation. If we have the good situation, Right, this house is already badak. And this house is ain't a badak. Here's a pile of matzah, and here's a pile of chametz. So we know there was a mouse, and we know there's another mouse. Sorry, my mice are not so believable. And they went. Eventually, one goes in here, one goes in here. So the, if the matzah went to the badak house, so then the badak house is, remains kashal pesach, the she'ena badak needs the chametz anyway. But if they crossed, if the chametz went into the badak house, so that already takes us back to testament aleph. If the achbar takes the, if we see the achbar take the chametz into the makam badak, gotta do another bedikas chametz again. So basically, the shaila is, of course, you have to do bedikas chametz on the ena badak that we need to do anyways. Does the bias habaduk need another bedikas chametz or not? So the Gemara says, well, hainu shtei kupos. Once again, the same style. The Gemara says, well, we have a braisa. We have a braisa. Last time we had a braisa in the world of kashrus, chulim kashrus. Now we have a braisa in the world of zeraim kashrus. Listen to this. Desanya. And Mesoros Hashas points out this is desanya desnan. There is a mishnah that's similar, but not the same. And to tell you on the side, in Mishnah Shas, is the Mishnah in Truma's Paragzai Mishnah, they have a similar case, but not the same. The Rash of the Rash Mishans, our Rash Mishans from Tosu Shans of Zachem, we spoke about him a few weeks ago, his Pirish on Ramatara. So on the Mishnah, he explains that this price is slightly different than that Mishnah, and why our Gemara quotes the price. Okay, Tisanya. Yeah, question.
So what about if both went into one house?
No, we know, apparently, we saw. We saw in the distance, then we saw the mice run off. We watched the mice, one mice goes over to this pile, takes beast. We saw one mice go over to that pile. And so forth that we saw. Echad shakal chamatzeh, echad shakal chamatzeh. That we saw. And then we see the mice run. They're both running. And there are two houses in the distance. And we see one mouse go into house number one, mouse go, but I couldn't tell from that distance which was which. So I saw that one of the mice went to house number one. I saw one of the mice went to house number two. I know. We were able to see up close one mouse took matzah, one mouse took chametz. But I don't know which is which. But we have some information, but not all information.
We don't rely that like it's going to eat it or something.
I'm sorry.
We don't rely that like the mouse is going to eat it.
Right, so that way it takes us back to testament aleph. We don't assume that. Right. If we know he went in with food, we don't assume that he ate it up.
At what point?
So the braisa says, well, sir, so I have. So what's a parallel case? Shtei kupos. The braisa of the two buckets, the two baskets.
So the braisa says, I imagine I have two baskets of fruit.
Two baskets of apples.
Two baskets of plums. Apples are too dry. Two baskets of nectarines. Right? So I have basket number one,
basket number two.
What do I know about the two baskets? Acha shel chulin, the acha shel truma. So the first one is kosher.
So what?
It's chulin. The second one is only kosher for kohanim. It's truma.
It's only kosher for kohanim or a tahar. If you're not a kohen or if you're not a tahar, you're not allowed to eat the truma. And then lefnein shtei se'in, and in front there are two small piles of fruit. Acha shel chulin, the acha shel truma. They have two piles of fruit. And I know one went in here, and one went in here. And both piles, each pile got put into a different basket, but we weren't really paying attention to which one went into which. It's mamish parallel. That's the same thing. Same as the one mouse takes a piece, and he one takes a piece. This house, that house. So what does the braisa say? And again, if the true went to the truma, and the chul went to the chulin, we're golden.
Why can't you just give them all?
You could, but you might want to eat this yourself. Also, even if you're a Kohen, you have to realize economically, Truma has less value per pound than Chulin, because Truma is less usable than Chulin. Kohan can sell Truma to each other. There even are rare cases where a Yisrael ends up owning Truma that he doesn't have to give away, he can sell. But obviously, just think about supply and demand, the price per pound. Truma cannot command the same price per pound as chulin because there's a much smaller market for it. So, and even if I'm a kohen, number one, I can't serve truma to my guests. Number two, when we're tameh, truma comes and goes. If it's truma, you can't eat it when you're tameh. And if the truma comes tameh, and it has to be destroyed. So it's really it's a mitzvah truma, but you're not necessarily looking to take chulin and give it the status of truma. So if a little bit of truma falls into chulin, if it's not batal b'neya, then it's called meduma, and it does have at least some of the status of truma. So that's the question: did everything go to the right place or the wrong place? The Gebraisa says nafla elu sochelu. One pile of fruit fell into basket number one. Other pile of fruit fell into basket number two. Mutarin. They are mutter. Wow, we're mako. Why? Take a look. Sha'ani omer. Because I will say, chul tochul naflu, v'truma toch truma. Let's assume that everything worked out nicely. That's nice. How pleasant. How optimistic. Let's assume that everything worked out the right way. Let's strike you as a... How does that strike you?
Never gonna happen.
Rashi before said,
would
you say that's
serious? Yeah, and interesting. I have a 50-50 chance that the truma fell into the chulin basket. And yet we're just saying it's all good. But the Gemara said, look, Abba Brisa says it is all good. And again, based on the Mishnah, Zion, Hay, and Trumas, it says, it's all. The Mishnah has a slightly different case where the truma is just one stack of truma. And it fell into one of two baskets. So we assume that it fell into the truma basket. Similar idea. So, Sha'ani Omer. We'll assume that. So the Gemara says, wow, great, so let's assume that by the chametz and the matzah too. The Gemara says, well, not exactly. Eimer Darmina Shani Omer. When do we say the Shani Omer? Betruma Drabanan. This din, which we call Tolin, Shani Omer, or Tolin, that we'll assume that things worked out well, yeah, Tolin works by Drabanan. Sometimes truma is only drabanan. There is truma which is daraisa. There's truma which is drabanan. Rashi says the top yud of alf is all drabanan is manazah, because there's no yovel. He says, but the chametz daraisa miyamrinan. The Gemara says that's very nice, but truma drabanan. You could basically say it's a form of suffik drabanan makula. Right? We're basically saying. There's an equal chance that the truma ended up in the right place or the wrong place. There's a 50-50 chance that your chulin basket got some truma in it. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. If it did, it's a problem we drop on. If it didn't, it's kosher. 50-50. Tolin, you can assume safek lahakol. Gemara says that's very nice, but truma drop on. The chametz is daraisa. Even bisman hazeh, the chametz is daraisa. The chametz daraisa mi aminan. Says the Gemara, ah. Atu b'dikas chametz daraisa. Drabanan. B'dikas chametz is also a daraisa. B'dikas chametz is also a drabanan. The shaila was, you have to recheck the house. What was the original case? You have to recheck that this house is already checked. You have to recheck it. Recheck the house. The shaila b'dikas chametz. The b'dikas chametz is drabanan. Demi daraisa b'bitu ba'al masagile. Reviewing back, touching back to Gemara Daf Dalet. I said, look, the chi b'dikas chametz is only drabanan. Min ator just do bitu. Drabanan is not enough to do bitu. But you only have to do b'dikas also. Okay. It's only a shayla of a drabanan. That's what Gemara says. Tolin is hakala bin mekukal. This idea of tolin, which works by drabanans. You're not sure if you have two items, two locations. You're not sure if the problematic item ends up in the place anyways problematic or not. Tolin. By drabanans, tolin. The Gemara says our case is also drabanan. That's very important. And let's bring that back here. In the time that remains, let's bring that back here. So now let's come back to the first of the Piskei Halakha, the case of the Teisha Tziburim. The case of the Teisha Tziburim, which the Gemara had said, I'm not sure which of the 10 piles did the Achbar take from. So he took from, and then what? Take a look at Rashi. We saw the first one, Teisha Tziburim says Piskei Halakha. And then what? You know what's missing from the Gemara? And now that we saw the second of the Piskei Halakha, what's missing from our Gemara?
They went
what?
They the
right. We don't know what happened, what the mouse did. All we know is the mouse took from one of the ten. What did he do? So Rashi says, V'nichlas abayis lefaninu. The Gemara didn't spell out, but obviously he then goes into the house. V'lo yadin eni chametz shako. I don't know what he's holding. He's holding a piece of chametz or not. He came into Chazina, if he took a piece of chametz, and then we see him walk in with it, that goes back to someone else, Tzrichon Lindo. But maybe not, maybe Matzah Shalom. Tosis is unhappy. Let's see this Tosis versus Kasha, and then we'll have to pick this up tomorrow. Now you begin to see why the next Pisca is relevant. Rashi thinks that this first case is also talking about the Shaila is have to do B'dikas Chametz or not. So the reason is B'dikas Chametz? How are you quoting Teisha Chanuyos? That's by a Sveika Daraisa. The Teisha Chanuyos, now that we've been sensitized by the second Pisca, the second Pisca quoted a mucker about Truma Drabbanon, the Tolos of the Shtei Kupos. But the first Pisca quoted Teisha Chanuyos, which was the Shaila of Shchuta versus Nevela. Is Nevela is Drabbanon or is Daraisa? Nevela means. Daraisa. That's what we're talking Daraisa. So how are we quoting that with respect to our case? Yeah, but there you're machlan Daraisa. The Hafez is Sveikad Rabbanan, Kidam Rina B'Samach. He says, if you think that this first case is also about Bedika, well, look at the next Pisco. He says, if it's only Bedika, it's only Rabbanan, so we can apply rules of Safra B'Alahaka like Tolan. But here we're quoting Teishah Hanuyas, which is a rule for Daraisas. So Tosafos talks some more. We're going to see that the Re thinks this is not a shaila of the Dikas Chametz. This instead is the shaila of the mouse walks off with a piece of Chametz, and it's here. And now it's here. So I need to figure out, not a question, do I have to do a Bedika on the house? Maybe that this piece is somewhere. The mouse is kind enough to drop off the Chametz on my plate. Again, I'm not sure that any of us would actually be interested in touching any food that had already been carried by a mouse.
Doesn't that make it fine then?
I'm sorry?
Doesn't that make it fine then?
It's a mouse. It's not necessarily not royal achila. Not necessarily not royal achila. Or let's say it fell into, you know, it got mixed in. You wouldn't choose to eat it anyways. But that little piece fell into your place and took a chomp. So do you have to worry that that's chametz or not? And that becomes now a shaila of a goyim. There's a lot more about Tosis, and we'll pick up with this mitzvah. Morgan.